Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 17th of April 2018, and this is the 785th Moll Out Loud podcast. It is cold this morning. I just put on my woolly hat. And I'm thinking I need gloves as well. I'm not sure. I have got gloves in my bag. I'm not sure whether I can podcast with them on. I don't really see why not. I might just pause for a moment and put my gloves on. There, I've got one glove on, but I couldn't press the resume button with my other glove on, so I'm just manipulating it on. There, I've got them both on. A great clash of reds. I wasn't thinking in terms of a fashion statement this morning. I'm just really glad I have both my hat and gloves in there. The snow on the mountain is down really quite low. It looks as if it's come down to about 500 metres, and it's not as thick as it was yesterday and the day before, where there was really very white capped, but much higher up. And today, yes, well, we had less rain and it less snow overnight, so it's not as thick, but yeah, coming right down. It's very exciting. I haven't been on Knocklofty for the last couple of days because it's been so windy. I was worried about trees, and it's supposed to be quite windy today, but not hugely. But I do rather wish I had brought something windproof with me. Oh, it's lovely. It's nose-drippingly cold. During my week off, I came up here most mornings quite early, left home at about 6 or 6.30, which was just before dawn, or just at dawn really, just around dawn, and discovered discovered the route that I found a few surges ago, which was quite wild with undergrowth and overhanging branches with bits of bark hanging on them, and you had to clamber over logs and wade through kangaroo grass. It was a sort of lovely obstacle course, if you like. And it did have some markings, but they were very ancient markers, path markers, and they petered out. And it became a bit of a favourite walk. And I stopped doing that in the summer because I was worried about snakes in the grasses. So I've been saving myself, saving the walk for when I was doing the retreat. And when I went along it, I realised that it had been, I was going to say invaded. It felt a bit invasive. It was no longer that lovely, secret, hidden sort of walk, but a sort of path had been slashed through it. The smaller trees either side were gone, and all the overhanging branches, and so it had been cleared, the path had been cleared, and it felt very exposed, and I was quite disappointed that it wasn't the secretive place that I'd discovered before. It didn't really feel even like a discovery, because it had been so markedly changed, so clearly. Had there been an intervention, a human and machine intervention. But when I got to the end of it, I discovered that the end that I'd had was not its end. And I don't know if the path that I then discovered had always been there and I just hadn't been able to identify it, or whether it was a new path that had been struck by presumably the council who had intervened. And anyway, I followed that. I had no idea where I was going to come out. And I ended up doing a 2.5-hour walk. I walked further and further into the unknown, right round Loch Lofty, above a gully called Macrobies Gully, and really to a point where I could have just walked up Mount Wellington if I'd had the time, fitness or inclination. So that was really fantastic, finding that extra bit of walk. So I feel very mixed, because I think the reason that area has been closed is, opened up, is probably for mountain bike riders. And one of the nice things about that walk was that I never ever met anybody on it. Having said that, I didn't meet anyone on the walk as it is now, but I suspect they haven't quite finished with it, so we'll see. And I'm going on that walk now. I'm not there yet. I'm still trudging up at the beginning, but I'm going on that walk now. And I will talk to you from time to time on that walk. I'm just having a little breath collection point at Pram Bend. I had a really fantastic week of focusing on my work, and these walks have been a very essential part of it. One of the things that a week of removing all commitments that aren't related to the work in hand, or basic survival, is it that you find your own rhythm of that work, or that work finds its own rhythm in you. And I also began to realise how much the commitments I do have interrupt that natural rhythm. I'm also really aware that my natural rhythms aren't, aren't consistent. What I mean is that they're not unchanging. And one of the things that definitely changes my rhythm is the season. And of course, my commitments are at different times of the day in different seasons, not because the times have necessarily changed, but of course some of them have, because I'm working with people in other countries. So sometimes those commitments are at a really different time of day for me. And the other thing that changes here is the natural change of shorter days, longer nights. And so when and where I do things becomes different. When I wake up becomes different. So during my week off, the first part was this early walk that started early. It started early and meant that I got home at about 9. Pretty well exercised and pretty hungry for breakfast. I then got into my day, got into my writing day. But when I'm not on a retreat, I have this fixed date at 7:30 to be a quiz mistress at the cafe, and that's bang in the middle of this walk. So it's about an hour. It starts about an hour after I get up, and finishes about an hour after that. So it's sort of 2 hours of not using my best time for writing, or my best time for walking. My walking is my writing when it's early in the morning. It's when I think things over and contemplate what I'm going to do, even if it's only very loosely and only in the back of my mind. And that is also fed by the evening. I was working every evening and going to bed with what I was writing in my mind. So I had gone to bed on it, and would wake up on it and be thinking about it during the walk, and then having the time in between to write with a little break, or sometimes quite a long break in the middle of the day. Both ends of the day, during my non-surge times, I have commitments. So I'm going to have to rethink it a bit, perhaps loosen up some of my commitments at either end of the day. It feels quite strange talking to you after all this time. I do hope that you've had a good week as well. Maybe you've been finding your own rhythms. Maybe you already know what they are. Maybe you know what they are but aren't able to live by them. I realise that I'm very fortunate in how few my other commitments now are, and how self-selected they are, really. Before I went back yesterday morning to do the quiz, I was thinking, I just need to tell them that I'm not going to be doing the quiz anymore. And they were so welcoming and said how much they'd missed me, and the conversation was so lively. And I thought, yeah, this is the hard part, isn't it? This trying to balance important work and friendship, or social connection, and self-absorption. So my resolve is much weaker now than it was on Sunday night. Hello again. I've been trying to find a good spot to talk to you. As I was embarked on the first part of my previously secret and now no longer so secret walk, I had to really concentrate because it's walking at an angle around the periphery of the hill. And it's been We've had lots of beautiful rain over the last week or so, and it's very, very slippery, so I needed all my concentration to see where I put my feet. And then when I got out of the sludge and came to the point where I was walking along the valley, there were steamrollers making an incredible noise down below, and of course the sound just comes straight up here and reverberates. And I was hoping that they would have a tea break at some point, but they're still going. I can just hear them in the distance. And so I then I thought, well, once I get round to the other side of the valley, we won't be able to hear that. But there's a wind is coming from that direction, so neither of those are really ideal. From where I'm standing, I can see the mountain, Mount Kunanyi or Mount Wellington, and the snow is melting. The sun is on the mountain, and I'm standing in the shade of Knocklofty, and I can see the outline of the shadow of Knocklofty on Mount Wellington, which is rather nice. I'm just about to go around the corner, and I keep thinking the wind has dropped, but it hasn't quite. But it's nothing like the way it was last week, where we, or what it was last night for that matter. We had kind of gusts of 105, and bicycling last night was quite precarious. It was very cold, and really had to concentrate hard. I realized my arms were almost like iron, unbendable from gripping the handlebars, as if that was really going to make any difference. This morning, one of the reasons I have decided to do this walk, even though it will take me all morning, is that I need to give my arm a bit of a rest. It's had quite a going over this last couple of weeks. Beginning with clearing my house, or not clearing my house, but clearing everything up to toddler level, and having to carry it, and also needing to vacuum in all those areas where I'd had piles, didn't do me much good. And then I'd begun to recover, and the writing was okay. It wasn't too bad at all. I think helped by these long walks of releasing it. But last night I was reading a library book in the bath and I dropped it. I fell asleep. And so I spent a lot of yesterday evening ironing the 285 pages of this book that I had from the library. And my arm is just, it was glad to go to bed, my arm was. So that's one of the reasons I'm giving myself today, or this morning, to do this lovely long walk again. It's a treat. And I'm going to stop podcasting, or at least pause it for now, so that the next hour of walking or so are back to writing walking mode. So I do hope that you're having a really good day at the moment, and that you can balance your physical abilities with the projects you want to do, and maybe try something a bit different. Anyway, I will talk to you a little bit later. Hello, sorry, that was a bit strange. Hello again is what I wanted to say, not halogen, which is how it was about to turn out. It's late afternoon now, and I've got a writer's cave tonight, so I've been preparing a bit for that. I'm realising how much one of the things that makes the Surge Retreat so good is needing to plan the day and reflect on it, and be vigilant about doing that. I do know this deep down. I know this is a good thing. I've known it for years that this is a really good thing to do, but I very seldom do it, and in the last couple of days, I haven't done it. And I've found myself at a bit of a loose end. Not a loose end about needing or trying to focus on doing some writing, but as a loose end as to exactly where to go with it. I seem to be out of any sequencing at the moment. I'm not writing sequentially, and I feel I should be writing sequentially, but I'm still not quite clear about how things are going to end up. And really, that's what I need to know most at the moment, so that everything I do is geared towards that thing that I don't know, that unknown. So I'm torn a bit at the moment about whether to use my my evening of writing to clean up a piece that I've written that I can send out to the other writers for our meeting next week, or whether to wrestle again with this question of the end. I think I mentioned before I went on this retreat that getting the sequencing right and knowing what the end was my aim, and I haven't quite got there. I've gone to some interesting places, but I haven't really nailed it. So I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure yet which of those things I'm going to do. But I am going to finish this podcast so that I know that it's going to you and that I haven't got it in the back of my mind as I'm preparing for tonight. I do hope that you'll have a good day today, that you've got something you really want to focus on, and that it's not proving too recalcitrant. And it's good to be back with you. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.